Hey everybody, glad you are hopefully doing well. I'm glad to be here with you guys, and it's going to be a good day. Going to get in the Word. The Lord's been speaking to me about some different things, and I'm really excited today to share with you some different things in the Word. So give just a quick minute for everyone to jump on And I pray that you read or watch, you know, read the scriptures that we go over all week long and watch these little videos. Hopefully they're encouragement to you. I'm just trying to be obedient with what God has put on my heart and to speak, in obedience to what he's saying in my heart, speak a fresh word. Glad to see everybody. David and Debbie Etheridge, love you guys, miss you guys, miss y'all's breakfast. Anybody miss the Dream Team breakfast? Oh my goodness. Maybe David and Debbie will make house calls on Sunday morning and come cook for somebody. We'll see. That would be awesome. So anyways, Stephanie Fackler, see you on here. Miss y'all's leading worship and stuff. I love our worship team. I love Caitlin, JP, Barry, just everybody on the worship team. Love what y'all do and miss you guys. And want to remind you that Sunday we'll be doing some teaching on Sunday. We'll be doing it a little bit different this time. We're going to actually have a couple people in-house with us that are going to be in the Word with us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And every day through the week, when I start teaching, I put a little clock on for 10 minutes. And y'all know, Pastor John, it's 10-ish minutes, you know, when I do this stuff. But we're going to get into faith. And before we pray, I just want to tell you today, open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And we're going to be talking about the agreement of faith. We're going to be turning to the main scripture we've been looking at in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to turn to that. We're going to land on that here in a few minutes, but we're going to start in Hebrews 11. So let's pray. Open your Bibles. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are good and you reign. You reign over our lives. You reign over our city. You reign over our families. You reign over our nation and our world. And we thank you for your goodness, that victory is unfolding, God. And we trust you. We take you at your word. And we pray that you will increase our faith and that you'll strengthen us and that you help us. And again, Lord, let the word just leap off the page into our hearts and our mind and give us a mindset to understand. Give us a heart and a heart and ears to obey your word. And so we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, what I want to do is talk to you about the agreement of faith, because if you're going to walk by faith in difficult seasons, like Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians 4, if you're going to walk by faith in difficult seasons, you're going to have to practice the agreement of faith. I mean, there's just no other way. There's no other option. You cannot walk by faith in difficult times without the agreement of faith. You have to practice that. It has to be something in your life, because faith is a spirit, and it's a spiritual reality is what I mean by that. It's a spiritual reality. And so it's a spiritual reality that can affect and influence the natural realities. So I say, never let your feelings affect your faith, but always let your faith affect your feelings. And so we want to walk by faith, and we want to walk and operate in a spirit of faith, even in or especially in difficult circumstances. When we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we have faith that he is preparing a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. And he's going to anoint our head with oil, and our cup is going to end up overflowing. And his goodness and his mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And when this life is over, we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, because he's good. He's good. And so in this agreement of faith, I want to start with Hebrews 11:1. And you guys know what it says. It's about faith. It's the faith chapter. That now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a substance. It's a spiritual substance that comes from the very heart of God. It's part of his reality. And it's not, faith is not the substance of things hoped for in the sense of I can just wish. I just want to wish something into existence. It's God is not our genie. He's Lord. So it's not faith in the things we hope for selfishly or even sinfully. It's faith in the things that he empowers us to hope for. So faith is a substance of things hoped for. And when we begin to yield our heart to Jesus and surrender, humble ourselves and surrender ourselves to him. Every day of my life, I start my day by submitting myself to God. That today is the day that I'm going to serve the Lord. Not my will be done, but your will be done. I'm not trying to use God to accomplish my will. I'm bowing myself, humbling myself that through my life, his will be accomplished. So the substance of things hoped for is the things that he empowers us. The things hoped for is the things he is telling us to hope for. It's not hope that comes out of sinfulness or selfishness and getting God to put his stamp of approval on what I want. But it's me delighting in him, and he gives me new desires in my heart, and I yield myself to him. And so he gives me what to hope for. And then once he begins to give me what to hope for from his word, I'm not backing off of it. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to stay in, because his promise is the thing I'm hoping for. The thing he's promised me in his word and by his voice into my life is the thing I'm hoping for. So faith is not the substance of wishful thinking. Faith is the substance that is produced by someone who's thinking with the mind of Christ. So the substance of the things he is giving me to hope for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. So it's not open to the natural eye. You know, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for those who love him. And so we have to have not only a mind of faith and ears of faith, but eyes of faith to hear what God is promising us and wanting to do in our life as we submit ourselves totally to him for his glory and for his will, for his name's sake, never for my name's sake. Always unto him. And as we live that way, faith begins to operate, and the spirit of faith begins to operate. The breath of faith begins to come into our life. And we have this breath of faith that actually turns into a wind of faith, moving things. You know, first the breath moves in us and the wind moves through us. And so he stirs us up, and then we stir others up by this thing of faith. And it's a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And it's also faith is trust, trusting that God is faithful, trusting that God is able to do the thing he promised, that the good work he began in us, he's able to complete it, and he will complete it. And faith, your faith should outlive you. Your faith will outlive you. People tell me, Pastor John, what happens if I believe for something that God has promised, but it never comes to pass? A healing, anything, that and it doesn't come to pass. Your faith will outlive you. Your faith will it'll pass on to generations and stir up generations. You'll have a testimony of faith that will seed the next generation to believe God. And your faith will also be rewarded in heaven. So your faith will never fail, even if you don't receive in this life the full promise of your faith will never fail, because your faith will outlive you and your faith will be rewarded. And Hebrews chapter 4, since we're in Hebrews, look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Y'all know this scripture, and I just want to share this real quick that it's talking about the preaching of the gospel. Hebrews 4, verse 2. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. And so there's a group of people that had the word of God preached to them, but it did not benefit their life. It did not take root in their life. Not because God didn't love them, not because God loved them. He sent his word to them. He loved them. He sent his gospel to them. The reason why the word of God didn't benefit them or profit them is because it was not mixed with faith. And when you talk about faith, faith is trust in God, but faith is the willingness to see things from God's perspective. So you have your perspective. I have my perspective. Your perspective is your truth. My perspective is my truth. But y'all, God's perspective is truth. It is truth. And so I want to yield myself to truth. I want to submit myself to truth. Faith in your truth or faith in my truth is not really a kingdom faith. I want faith in his truth, faith in the word of God as I submit myself to him. And so as we mix in faith, there's agreement. There's an agreement that even though I'm in one reality, God is working that reality to benefit me and profit me. And so tomorrow I'm going to talk more about the agreement of faith and how in difficult times to walk in the agreement of faith. I'm going to talk about our confession again. I'm going to get how do you mix in your faith so that the difficult reality that you're in and the reality of God's truth begin to mix in together, and you have the victory of faith that his reality overwhelms your reality, that his reality prevails through the difficulty of your reality, that you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you come to the place of the table that he's prepared before you in the presence of your enemies. So we've got to mix it with faith. We've got to mix faith into everything that we hear and everything that we see into our perspective. If we want his promises and if we want his truth to profit in our life and to benefit in our life, we have to mix it with faith. So tomorrow, I'm going to teach you how to do that by your confessions and getting your confessions in the right place, in the right time, and in the right way, so that every day, through every season, through everything that's happening, you can live a life by faith and mix in faith with every circumstance. So let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for every family watching. We speak peace upon this house and every house represented. We thank you, Lord, that your word works. Your word is forever established and stands firm in heaven. Father, we thank you that your word is truth. Your word endures forever, forever. Your word is never outdated. Your word is never expired. And we thank you for your word. And Father, we thank you that you are working in us. You are working through us, God. And we are a group of people that walk by a spirit of faith. We are a group of people that trust you. We are willing to see things from your perspective. We will not walk by fear. We will walk by faith, and we will trust you, God. And when we open the word and your word begins to open us, we will mix our hearing with faith, so that you will work your reality in the midst of our reality. So Father, we thank you and we bless you and we ask your blessing to rest upon your people in Jesus' name, amen. Love you, Sarah and I are praying for you. Stay in the word, get in the word all week, and we'll see you tomorrow at 10. God bless you.